There was a king and he had four children. Three of his children were tall and handsome, but the fourth young prince was not very tall and neither very handsome. One day the king was looking at his children, and when he looked at his young prince, he wondered, why is he not tall and why is he not handsome? The young prince knew that the father is thinking about him. So he said, "Dear dad, do you know, those who are tall are often not very intelligent, and what is small is often valuable." The king was impressed. In those days, the king had an enemy, and the enemy decided to attack the king's army. When the enemy came close to the city, the three sons of the king tried to avoid the war, but the young prince stood his ground. And he said, "We will fight and defend ourselves. Let us get together and attack the enemy." There was a big fight, and because the young prince was directing the defense of his country, his army won the first battle. However, the enemy did not run away, it only retreated. The three elder brothers of the young prince decided to run away because they were worried that the next day the enemy will attack them with full force. The young prince again said, "Do not be cowards. Fight like wise princes." All the armed forces got together again the next day, and when the battle started, this time the king's forces decisively defeated the enemy. The king was very happy with his young prince. He embraced him and he said, "This young boy is the real heir to my throne. I will make him my crown prince. As far as my other children are concerned, they do not deserve to be made the king after me." Of course, the elder brothers knew that the father was very pleased with the young one, and he became jealous with him. They did not find any opportunity to criticize him, to attack him, and to question his actions. The father's daughter, who was very wise, knew what was going on. So she told the king, "If you have decided to make your young son, which is my younger brother, the crown prince of the kingdom, it is not a very good idea, because the other brothers are jealous and they will do probably something to harm him. So maybe you want to divide the kingdom while you are alive." The king appreciated the advice, so he called his children and he said, "I'm growing old and I want to make my youngest son my replacement, and he will be the new king because he can defend the country and he can defeat the enemy. As far as my other children are concerned, I will make the governors of the cities of my country." As a result of this wise decision, everybody was happy and they lived happily ever after. What do we learn from this story? What we learn from this story, when there is difficult time, one has to use his wisdom. One has to be wise, one has to think carefully, and if you don't do that, you can actually lose a lot. And what do you need to be wise? You don't need a tall body, you don't need a handsome face. All you need is a good brain. So remember, whenever there is a challenge, you have to be thoughtful, you have to be intelligent, you have to work hard, and you don't need to worry how tall or how small you are, or how handsome or less handsome you are. All you need to be is wise and intelligent.